This is Engineer Eric, and you're listening to part one of our April 13th, 2010 Jimmy Doan Show.
So, everyone, this is the Jimmy Doan Show.
Jimmy Doan Show.
Have we actually started the show, Engineer?
Now we have it. Jimmy Doan.
So, all right. So, in other words, the last 30 minutes that we didn't go on the air.
That was
Air live.
Okay.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Who knows?
So, that was like bonus for the live performance.
Yeah, bonus for live performance.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Only here on Justin
TV. The pre-show.
Let's just go through. Counselor Curtis.
Hey. Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
And we've got the engineer here.
Aloha. Aloha.
And we have Jeff Rhodes.
Hey.
Good to be here.
Jack Rhodes is here.
He's back.
And the Poulter Mixer is here doing the video for us.
Yahoo.
They're mixing.
That's right. Video mix.
Poltergeist. Say hello.
And we also have special guest.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Oh. Well, I didn't even have that important.
All the way from Colorado.
Stitcher.
Stitch.
The Stitch is here.
Stitcherooski.
Look at that, man. He never met a highway he couldn't hitchhike on.
That's right. Damn darn toot, man.
That's right.
Lilo
darn toot. Well, you know what? Well, like, today started the Sun and Fun, right?
Yeah.
And so you're headed down there.
I'm heading down there. Yeah, I'm going to hook up with, of course, K-Man.
Right. K-Man.
Of course, occasional podcast hanger dog is listener Scott, who'll be down there, and of course listener Calvin. So, and hopefully we're going to get Eric the engineer to come down.
Yeah,
Gino,
he's dying to go.
Yeah, Gino.
If Eric has to hitchhike, he's going.
Oh no,
Gino,
watch out for Gino.
Hi, Gino.
Good times,
Gino.
Hi, Gino.
Just say hello.
Gino rocks.
Yeah, Gino rocks.
And of course, Jimmy Doan.
I did want to hold up your. This is your tax return. Have you seen this? This is how you do your...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is...
our official tax show.
Your name, nickname, and barcode number go right up here.
Yep.
And, filing status, taxpayer, parasite, Wall Street banker.
Your paper,
married
please?
To tiger, filing jointly.
Oh,
nice, tiger.
Currently smoking a joint or completely lost already.
Oh!
Oh!
Yeah, I love this.
Jimmy
and on the can you speak Chinese? Do you know any Chinese bankers who could give us the break? And so, I love this. How much you got? Subtract a pant size, multiply by flag pins, and add change on bureau and bedroom. Anyway.
Well, where is that from?
This is a cartoon from Cartoonsville.
Oh, we'll put a link to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I beat him.
Jumped right in there.
He's in the house.
He was getting ready for it, but you jumped right in front of him.
Oh, denied.
Link blocked
denied.
Me. He hesitated.
Link blocked
you.
You just link blocked
me. So, line number 8, number of children in household are aware of the cupboard is empty and the IOU note is coming due. And then 8A, number of children willing to work until they die. Let's put that number in there. Amount the government has spent in billions since you wrote your name on this form.
Oh.
They need a big, long line for that.
Right.
Subtract line 7 from line 9 and ask yourself, what's the point? And you check off. What's the point? Show line 10 to the saps you counted on line 8, the kids. But anyway.
And I want to give a shout-out to today's April 13th. It's the birthday of Crazy Naked Shannon.
Oh my God! That's wow.
And you all know why we call her Crazy Naked Shannon?
Yep.
I don't.
Because right now
she's
naked, and she's probably acting crazy. Yeah. And she probably doesn't even remember it's her birthday yet. But
she remembers. It'll come around at some point.
And why didn't we invite her on her birthday here?
Oh, she just goes wherever. You can't invite
she's
her.
She's not in town.
You can't hurt her. She's like a,
cat.
She doesn't exactly.
Like a cat.
She lives in a different city.
Yeah, different place.
So, she's dangerous anyway.
So big happy birthday shout out.
Be careful what you wish for.
Watch out.
Okay, moving along. The Colorado. This is news from Colorado.
What do we got?
Okay, I find out more about Colorado when I listen to your show than I do just living there.
Well, I love this. This has to do with the big deal. We're big on education here, as you know.
Of course.
Colorado renews the teacher tenure debate. Now, here in Florida, they're having a big deal because the state wants to take over a lot of the education system. And I forget whether the teachers are a Furred or a Gannett, whatever it is that it's all about tenure. The battle began anew Monday as a controversial bill seeking to change teacher tenure laws was introduced into the Colorado legislature, much to the ire and I love this, of the powerful teachers union.
Yeah, well, you got that right.
But, I mean, what's so powerful? How many of them are there? How many teachers are there compared to the population of Colorado?
Oh, but they're a powerful union.
I understand. But, okay.
They write papers.
You don't want to piss them off.
I'm wondering the same thing that we have, the same thing here in Florida. What makes them so powerful? I mean, so what?
Probably they write stuff to people.
But so what? There's only
the hot ones are getting arrested for having sex with a student.
I saw that. Yes, there's another one. Another one bit the dust.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Just down in Tampa, I think.
Mostly, you know what it is? And it's the Florida teachers. That's what's really...
We got hot Florida teachers.
Yeah, but there's a reason. It's so hot here, you have to take your clothes off.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Probably all that happened. She probably just said the whole class can take their clothes off.
That's it.
And I'm going to also.
Did you guys see, you didn't see Saturday Night Live just pass out? No?
No.
Oh, big Tina Fey whole thing.
Are we ripping
thing?
Them off?
Yeah, well, the whole Tina Fey skit on her falling in love with Justin Bieber, her student, who, of course, sang a song. But, so, very...
Didn't even see it.
I just
kind of had to be there.
Always ahead of the curve in
predicted
this case.
The past
maybe we ought to put a link to it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh,
but I mean, that's so far ahead of the curve. That's like on the other side around the universe coming and hit me in the back or whatever.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay, good. Now the fun begins, says Senator Michael Johnson. But here we are. The state largest union is 40,000 educators. I'm sure that they're not all educators. They're probably the principals and the secretaries and everybody else.
There's a lot of overhead, you know.
But anyway, the problem is that they...
30,000.
Yeah, right. But I love this. They have to define effective teachers. The bill is going to say, if you're an effective teacher.
Yeah. Well, this is what they're worried about. I know here, Jimmy, locally, they're worried about them actually measuring the results.
Teachers have a point. The teachers have a point. If they do their very, very best, and the kids still, start shooting it up in class.
I agree.
And everything, it's not.
Which is why they shouldn't have the person who is 100 or 500 miles away making the hiring decision.
Right.
And it should be somebody who actually knows whether or not this is a good teacher and it's just hard on their students, or whether or not all the students are really idiots.
Right, exactly. It should be. And in fact, it's funny because... Here, even in Alachua County, we used to have, a half a dozen school districts. It wasn't the Alachua County School District. It was...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every school was its own district.
Yeah, we have that in at least in Colorado Springs area. We have districts all around.
And there. so they each have their own governing board. So
and you have now one.
One huge for the... And, of course, the state wants to do it. And the feds want to take over even more.
Right.
So they want to run everything from one.
That'll work out well.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, the Senate bill here in Colorado seeks to define effective teachers. And they have enough. Based 50% on teacher evaluations and 66% of principal value. So yada, yada, yada.
Show up to work.
Grant tenure and new teachers demonstrate 3 years of being, quote, highly effective. A classification based on evaluations weighted heavily by the student academic growth data. Well, anyway.
Take the shape of a pie, cut it in a thing, throw it against the wall, green section.
Here's the part I like, and this is remove a teacher tenured status after 2 years of, quote, ineffective, unquote, ratings. Like, that'll
ever
happen.
You have to wait that long?
Yeah, that's number one. Well, here locally. No.
2 years.
2 years. Wait a minute.
I got students laying around.
Hey, the president gets four.
I'm seriously. Here in this county, it's 3 years. If you do everything exactly 100% and there are no complaints, you can get rid of them in 3 years. They were bragging about that.
So you're guaranteed a job for 3 years and not do a damn thing.
But my point is that here's the deal. Like, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Nobody's going to make that call.
Nobody's going to make that call. That's it.
Well, nobody. Only the teacher haters.
Right.
Right. But they don't count.
And teachers take care of kids, and everybody
well,
likes
the teachers
kids.
Are like they're like the cops in a way. It's the thin blue line. I mean, if a teacher gets shot, they all go to all the teachers in the world go to the funeral kind of thing. The other thing that the main thing is this article goes on. That's the first part of the article. Okay.
Uh-huh.
As the article continues, it's interesting. What they're really after is federal money. This is hard to believe.
Say it isn't so, Jimmy.
The federal race to the top education grants are being offered to states with the most ambitious education reforms. Colorado could receive up to $175 million.
Our reform is more ambitious.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Many education experts believe that Johnston's bill gives Colorado a better chance of winning the money in the second round.
See? Yeah, right. Jimmy, it's like
eBay.
Like the lottery.
Right.
That's right.
They're ripping you off your own verb.
Tennessee and Delaware, two states that won $600 million in the race, in the race to the top. Won the race, okay. Race to the top.
Right.
First round, reworked their laws to tie student academic growth to teacher tenure. In Colorado, teachers effectively get tenure after 3 years and so forth. Anyway, so state education so-and-so said he believes that Johnson's bill would boost our chances in the second round. I mean, this is, and then we're going to set up a new board called the Council on Educator Effectiveness. That's, you know, that they'll probably do a lot of good.
Sounds like a council to me.
So can I get this straight here? If you're a really effective school, you're going to get federal dollars because you're doing well, and the schools that aren't doing so well won't get anything?
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So they won't get anything to help them, even though these other schools are effective now, proven effective. So why do they need more money?
I
don't know either.
I'm sorry. You asked.
That's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, see, that all brings it back to, like, it's a free market thing, like the successful promulgate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're getting way off the communist model here.
Well, you know, Gene. I'm sorry. I forgot. It's a new age, man. Yeah.
In the real world, in the market system, the successful have extra profits, and then they hire more teachers, and they build more buildings.
And the unsuccessful,
they franchise out.
They go to the good school.
They Parkinson's law themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, but that's what they do in government schools.
Right. Right.
The government schools just go, well, okay, we'll
double up and catch up.
But see, now, Gene, we kind of talked about this in the last podcast, and Gene brought up the fact that you get the federal dollars. Let's say you get a $2 million plus up, right? And then the next year you're like, oh,
right.
your kids are going to, our budget was $10 million.
No, they did here? They did this here. It's funny. They did that. And when the money ran out,
mm-hmm.
they guilted the community into the
right.
process.
Oh.
A one mil increase in tax
to
pay for it.
That's what they're going
to
do.
No, they did. Believe me. But I love this. In order to do that.
It's all for the children, man.
I'm still waiting for the last line. What is it, Jimmy?
I love this. I understand there are points of sensitivity. This is one of the guys that's going to try and pass this bill. I also realize that this is a conversation that we have had year in and year out. This is an opportunity for us to get this put to bed for once and for all.
Hallelujah.
So I'm glad, because we know the only solution is great teachers and leaders. But I mean, the beauty of it is when they get this done, no more
needs permanently.
Perfect. No problem
at
all.
Absolutely.
They have all the information they ever need.
They are the smartest.
That's it. There's no question.
We can all work together to build a utopian society free of violence, hate, and prejudice.
And education.
And education. Free of education. That's right. We get rid of that education, by God. Now, the next thing on the list here that I want to talk about is...
But we'll have mandatory schools.
And taxes.
Yeah, those are... they call them in Paul Potts, they call them re-education centers.
Right.
Re-education.
Yeah. I like it. And as soon as they call them re-education, when Flanders was in charge of the world.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a nasty deli in Sector 4. Time for some re-education.
Now, here in Garrett, Jimmy, you mentioned in Florida here, they are doing... They're trying to eliminate tenure here as well.
Right. Well, tenure is, whether you like it or not, I mean, tenure is one of those things that is part of the
brotherhood.
Mercantilist,
right.
Old 1500s type way of doing things. I mean, and Adam Smith destroyed when he wrote the book, effectively destroyed, showed how it was not right.
Well, the latest rumor is that Charlie Crist, is not going to sign it.
Really?
He's going to veto it, they said. That's just a rumor so far, but apparently...
A superb choice.
You know, it's because, let me tell you, as you well know here, especially, as you know, Marco Rubio Scott Brown, let me tell you, is an also-ran compared to Marco's, catapulting from minus numbers up to beating Crist, right? I mean, literally unknown.
Right.
3 months ago. Unknown.
Leading 60 to 30.
Something like that. I mean, unbelievable. And so Crist, of course, obviously is pulling out all the stops because he was our moderate Republican.
Well, apparently he was hugging a little girl this morning on the television who was anti, you know, who did not want it to pass. And historically, they're saying that he would not
hint.
Go out and make
right.
this, you know, he wouldn't let down the little girl that he
right.
just did the PR stunt for.
Well, that's, so that's when you
point, it's all about the children.
You point to the stands and say, this is for little Jimmy.
Absolutely.
I'm hitting it out of the park.
This is for little Becky.
That's right. So anyway.
Becky's law.
Yeah. We got some more about that here later
all
on.
All right. So I just wanted to give that always ahead of here the curve here at the Jimmy Doan Show.
That's right.
Jack's Road Show.
That's right. That's
the, Jimmy Doan.
So anyway, the deal is that Sweet. Charlie's been in, Chris, of course, has been, he apparently damned if you do and damned if you don't on this thing, whether he vetoes it or lets it pass. And I forget which one is this. Let's see, if he vetoes it, he's against the teachers' unions.
No, if he vetoes it, he's against the Florida House, right?
Right, but I meant the let's see, do the let's see,
the
no, I'm sorry, the teachers.
It's for the teachers.
I thought the teachers' unions want to defeat this bill.
That's right. And
okay.
He's going
oh,
to
right.
veto
okay.
it.
So he's going to go with the union.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And with the teachers, with the children.
Right.
Of course.
Because it's for the children.
Absolutely.
Well, mostly for the teachers.
Remember,
children.
He hugged Obama. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
He's an Obama hugger.
That's right. We like that. Okay. And okay. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Obama hugger.
Yeah.
Do we have something about hugging? Isn't there some Simpsons in there? No. No, no Flanders talking about hugging?
No, Lisa probably or something.
Oh.
Probably. I was on a different page. I was looking at some other fun
Oh, he's on he pouring. Oh, that's a good one. Wow,
yeah.
Look at. Oh, okay, but back to the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Okay, and there was something else. Lost my train of thought.
No, you were at number two.
The next thing I want to talk about was, before we get to the really thing, which we'll cover in the second half, actually,
okay.
is the Supreme Court thing. That'll come later.
Ooh.
Stay tuned for that.
Stevens?
Okay.
Stevens?
Yeah, yeah. Stevens,
oh, yeah.
right. Stevens.
We're going to bag on him in a minute.
Right well, there. That's not all. We're going to bag on the whole court.
Stay tuned.
Okay. But, as I have warned our listeners previously, I have said in the past, buy gold, right? We've all got gold, and we're doing pretty well with it. It's up almost to 1,200 now, 1,150, I think.
Really?
Yeah, since we started recommending around 950.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, telling you they had to have it. There wasn't any recommendation. We ordered our listeners to get it.
we commanded them
to buy gold starting around 950 or thereabouts. And what I said was, you can tell that the freedom of America is gone when they start instituting capital controls.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you cannot take your money out of the country. Now, as you know, there's a law that says if you want to take more than $10,000 in negotiable securities, namely cash,
the penalty is $10,000
no, no, no.
whatever you brought.
No, that's right.
Right.
How
no,
convenient.
No, but that's no, no. Listen,
it saves them from adding.
Yeah.
You know.
Go ahead. If you want to take $10,000 out,
You can take $10,000 without telling anybody. If you want to take any more than that, you have to fill out a little piece of paper that says I'm taking out $11,000 or $20,000 or $1 million, whatever it is. And supposedly you walk right through and you take the money out in your big fat suitcase. Now,
unless it's $1 million, of course.
Huh?
Then they beat the crap out of you and take it.
That's
if
what
you fill out
about.
On the paper, I have $1 million. Step over here.
Step over here.
We're doing a strip search on the 26th floor, and you're going to get a trash can below you.
That's right.
All right, so you have to.
So supposedly, then, you just fill out this piece of paper, and you walk out. Now, if you fail to fill out that piece of paper, and you have $10,001.
Big problem.
The fine is $10,001. Not the dollar that's over, but the whole wad.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. So anyway, so I've mentioned, but supposedly, up until, you know, certainly now, if you want to take your $1 million out of the country, go for it. And if you want to change it into French francs or euros or, you know, pesos or whatever it is.
Damn Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe money, fine.
Good move.
Good move. Good move on that. And, you know, if you need a lot of
power move.
Kindling or something, some biomass degradable.
You want a trillion of something.
That's right. So anyway, the deal is that you can do that. Now, here it is. It's official.
What's that?
Capital control. America now enforces capital controls. It just.
What are you holding up there? Is that
this
something you typed up?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's submitted by Tyler Burden or whatever it is. It couldn't have. On March 18th, with very little pomp and circumstance, President Obama passed the most recent stimulus act. a $17.5 billion hiring incentives to restore employment. This is H.R. 2487. Brilliantly gold-seek by the administration's millionaire cronies and so forth and so on. But if anybody had read it, the act would have been known as the Capital Controls Act, because here are some things. Provision requires that foreign banks not only withhold 30% of all outgoing capital flows, likely remitting the collection promptly back to the U.S. Treasury, but also disclose the full details of whatever non-exempt account holders to the U.S. and the IRS. Now, the point is this. If you have a bank account and it's got, and let's say it's got U.S. dollars in it,
right?
You know, or Swiss francs. You go to Zurich and you've got $10,000 and you would like to take it out. There's a $3,000 withholding tax. The tax. It's not a withholding.
And the Zurich bank is responsible for
remitting, reporting about all about you, your picture, yeah. Fingerprint.
Wait. But how can we create a U.S. law that
affects another foreign bank?
Yeah. Okay, because we have a big stick and don't speak softly.
What they do is they just put it out there and then they
see what happens.
Right. And most of the Western countries will comply.
Yeah, they will. Most of them will so far. I mean, but it's pretty onerous stuff. No, that was what UBS was, in fact, arguably hiding a lot of people that were cheating. I mean, I say they were against the law. The law sucks. But, I mean, the fact is it does. And the fact is that they had, as far as I'm concerned.
Tell us what you really think.
Yeah, once you get your money out of the country, it's nobody's damn business what you do with it. But the United States is the only country in the universe that taxes income that you earn outside the home country. So a lot of people.
Well, when is this? This is already taking place now?
Yeah, apparently. And so
it's signed into law, done.
Capital controls are here, now fully enforced by the law. In general, the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 is amended by inserting after Chapter 3 the following chapter. And it goes on: withholdable payments to foreign financial institutions, withholdable payments to other foreign entities, and so forth and so on. Basically, the withholding agent with respect to such payments shall deduct and withhold from such payment a tax equal to 30% of the amount of such payment, and so forth. The point is this, that what they're trying to do here is anytime you, as a U.S. citizen, go outside the country and in do anything with money outside the country, basically any kind of a transaction, there's a 30% tax on that transaction.
Okay, let me see if I get this right. Let's say 6 months ago you tried to do, today, if you had a bunch of money, I got $10 million in my Bank of America account.
Right.
And I've decided, because of all this collapse of Western civilization or whatever, that I'm going to move to wherever'sville.
Cayman, whatever
right.
the place. Yeah.
And there's a Bank of America there, or I'm going to have the money transferred to Cayman Bank, whatever, and then I'm going to withdraw it there. Either right. way, they're supposed to take 30% of that.
Right.
And whereas a year ago, if I tried that, I get 100% of my money.
Right.
Now, they're whacking you with a 30% tax.
Right.
So all the people who didn't get out before April 12th are going to get hit with a 30%.
No. Even the ones that got out. Now, in other words, if you put your money there 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, and you've got $1 million sitting in a Swiss bank, if you want to go cash, right, say you go to the bank and you say, "Hi, Mr. Banker, look, I'm going to do a little travel around town here. I'd like to get $10,000 in Swiss francs." They send $3,000 of Swiss francs through the United States.
Well, how do they know that money ever came through the United States or anything, though?
But
it's a United States citizens thing?
Yeah, exactly. Citizen. Because by being a citizen, you are liable for the tax.
Whatever happened to the good old numbered bank account where they didn't
just
care?
Just by being a citizen, you're liable to the tax?
Yeah.
Yep. Welcome to America.
Yeah, you know, you're going to find out also, just by being a citizen, you're going to have another tax here. We're going to talk about that. That's the health care tax. By breathing, you're going to be subject to a fine or a tax.
Which, of course, we've been talking about for almost a decade now.
Yeah, right.
Just put the quarter in your mask and continue breathing.
That's right. now, it does turn out there's a small little tiny loophole, and that is up to $50,000 the banks over there are not required to report. So this reminds me of what happened.
Oh, well, then, you just get a spaghetti it all out everywhere, then.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying. I hear you.
Spaghetti.
And
the point is, though, that there's going to be a whole lot of regular old honest people
right.
who are just trying to move or transfer some money.
Look,
it's called capital control.
Or, no, it's not only that. They may just not like it here anymore.
Right.
You know, it's getting on. I'm going to take my I'm taking my ball and bat, and I'm right. leaving the country.
Right.
And they say, not anymore. That's right. They have something called a recalcitrant account holder. The term recalcitrant account holder means any account holder which fails to comply with a reasonable request.
Oh, reasonable.
For the information referred to in section 1A(b/cartoon)(C1)(A) or B, fails to provide a waiver as described in subsection or subsection of F of B upon request. So, I mean, here it is. Let me see if I've got the final thing
here.
How
did we get into this mess?
One thing we are confused about is whether or not the law is a preamble or already incorporates the flow of non-cash assets, such as gold. Now, that's a good question, because if you've got a whole stack of Krugerrands over there in a common account, can you go say, give me my Krugerrands, and do they have to impute, nobody knows. You can bet that the IRS thinks that's legitimate, that they want their 30% of the Krugerrands. You can bet on that.
Don't underestimate the force.
Exactly.
So the noose on capital mobility tightens. Now, the fact is, it's 30%. It could be 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, easily just by the wave of a pen.
Yeah, I mean, 30%, that's a huge amount.
Well,
that's like 30%.
That's like
almost a third.
Yeah, it's more than a quarter. More than a quarter.
Yeah.
But less than 50.
We could almost buy our own ship for that.
So anyway, they're going to make a grab for. Of course, the other thing is people might want to move their retirement account, for instance.
Well, hey, Jimmy, can I ask a question? Why don't you change citizenship, and will you now be? Can they come after you at that point?
No. If you go to a non-extradited,
I decide.
Can you marry like a different girl in like each country and have a different bank account in every country?
Ooh, kinky.
Yeah, you know.
I like that.
Okay,
part.
Tiger.
If you're a Mormon, I suppose you could. You know.
If you're rich.
And if you're really rich,
if
right now. Speaking of rich, wait a minute. Speaking of rich, don't forget our donut.
Our donate button
on the Jimmy Donut.
Jimmy's
website.
Obviously hungry.
Donut.
No. Time for a break yet?
Let me just
donut break.
One last thing. I want to
okay.
Thing
okay.
It could culminate in every single free dollar being required to be reinvested in the U.S., likely in the form of purchasing U.S. Treasury emissions, such as Treasury's tips and other worthless pieces of paper. Zimbabwe, here we come. So
wow. Gonad button.
Well, my point is that we have talked about the capital control problem, mm-hmm. and I warned everybody. I said, when you see capital controls, and it will come, then we're in deep doo-doo, and here it is as of, like yesterday, the day before, right before tax day.
Kablamo!
Yeah. So, are we going to take a break now or what?
Sure, let's take a break. Quick break?
We can. Let me see if it's a... we're at almost 30. I mean, what are we doing? I forget what we're doing for broadcast. We're doing 30s?
Hey, man, pass that thing over here.
Okay, we'll do 30s. We're doing 3 30s today?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool.
Okay, so
that's almost a third. Or
because we can... Do you need a piece of filler?
Celebration of new capital control.
No, I'm going to roll out with some music or something, I guess. Whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, let's roll it out.
Woo, we'll be right back.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Thank you.
Breaking the rules.
fool to say fools while I'm taking a cruise. Tell me who's your weed man? How do you smoke so good? You's a superstar, boy. Why you still up in the hood? What in the world is in that bag? What you got in that bag? A couple of cans of whoop ass. You did a good ass job of just eyeing me, spying me.
I got my sweet Glock 40. Money to the ceiling, and the bigger the cap, the bigger the feeling, the better I'm feeling, the more that I'm chilling, willing, drilling, and killing. Now who's that bucket naked cook fixing 3 coat meals, getting goosebumps when a body taps a 6-inch heels? What in the world is in that room? What you got in that room? A couple of gas, a couple of knives, a couple of rats, a couple of wives. Now it's time to choose.
Just custom fitted. PlayStation 2 up in the ride. Is that Lorenzo Kitty? Is that your wife, your girlfriend, or just your main bitch? You take a pic while I'm rubbing the hips, touch the lips to the top of the dick, and then woo! And tell me who's your housekeeper and what you keep in your house. What about diamonds and gold? Is that what you keep in your mouth? What in the world is in that case? What you got in that case? Get up out my face. You couldn't relate. Wait to take place at a similar pace. So shake, shake.
I got my swing clock pony.
Chris.